Chapter 4. Some of the descendants of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Shobal's son Reaiah was the father of Jahath. Jahath was the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. The descendants of Etam were Jezreel, Ishma, Idbash, Hazeloponi, his daughter, Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Ezer, the father of Husha. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the ancestor of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives named Helah and Naarah. Naarah gave birth to Ahuzam, Epher, Temani, and Hashahashtari. Helah gave birth to Zerith, Izar, Ethnan, and Kaz, who became the ancestor of Anab, Zobiba, and all the families of Aharhel, son of Haram. There was a man named Jabez who was more distinguished than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and extend my lands. Please be with me in all that I do, and keep me from all trouble and pain." And God granted him his request. Caleb, the brother of Shuha, was the father of Meher. Meher was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Bethrepha, Persia, and Tanina. Tanina was the father of Irnahash. These were the descendants of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Seraiah. Othniel's sons were Haphath and Meonathai. Meonathai was the father of Ophrah. Seraiah was the father of Joab, the founder of the Valley of Craftsmen, so called because many craftsmen lived there. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, were Iru, Elah, and Naam. The son of Elah was Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel were Ziph, Zipha, Tiria, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra were Jether, Merid, Epher, and Jalon. Merid married an Egyptian woman who became the mother of Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. Merid also married a woman of Judah who became the mother of Jered, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. Merid's Egyptian wife was named Bithia, and she was an Egyptian princess. Hodiah's wife was the sister of Naam. One of her sons was the father of Kehilah, the Garmite, and another was the father of Eshtemoah, the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon were Ammon, Rena, Benhanan, and Tilan. The descendants of Ishi were Zoheth and Benzoheth. Shelah was one of Judah's sons. The descendants of Shelah were the father of Lekah, Leada, the father of Marisha, the families of linen workers at Beth Ashbia, Jokim, the people of Kozeba, Joash, and Seraph, who ruled over Moab, and Jashubaleam. These names all come from ancient records. They were the potters who lived in Netaim and Gedera. They all worked for the king. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, Jamin, Jerib, Zerah, and Shaul. The descendants of Shaul were Shallum, Mibsam, and Mishma. The descendants of Mishma were Hamuel, Zakur, and Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but none of his brothers had large families. So Simeon's tribe never became as large as the tribe of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Izarshul, Bilha, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Bethmarkaboth, Izarsusim, Bethberi, and Shearim. These towns were under their control until the time of King David. Their descendants also lived in Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashen, 5 towns and their surrounding villages as far away as Baalath. This was their territory, and these names are recorded in their family genealogy. Other descendants of Simeon included Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu son of Joshabiah, son of Saraiah, son of Asiel, Elioenai, Jacoba, Jeshaheah, Azaiah, Adiel, Jasmiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shiphi, son of Alan, son of Judea, son of Shimrai, son of Shemaiah. These were the names of some of the leaders of Simeon's wealthy clans who traveled to the region of Gedor in the east part of the valley, seeking pasture land for their flocks. They found lush pastures there, and the land was quiet and peaceful. Some of Ham's descendants had been living in the region of Gedor, but during the reign of King Hezekiah of Judah, the leaders of Simeon invaded it and completely destroyed the homes of the descendants of Ham and of the Meunites. They killed everyone who lived there and took the land for themselves, because they wanted its good pasture land for their flocks. 500 of these invaders from the tribe of Simeon went to Mount Seir, led by Pelatiah, Neariah, Raphaiah, and Uzziel, all sons of Ishi. They destroyed the few Amalekites who had survived, and they have lived there ever since.